Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to episode 45 of Absolutely Intercultural. And as you may have guessed from the intro, we will be talking about intercultural aspects of music today. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and I have Agnes Dusch from Budapest in Hungary in the studio with me. Today we will show you how music can be used as a language when two or more people want to communicate but do not speak each other's languages. In the interview with Anne Fox from Denmark, we hear that music is often seen as a universal language, but in fact, not all music seems to travel well. However, the fact that people get together and make music seems to be a feature of almost every culture in the world.
And I think that perhaps you could only name the Taliban in Afghanistan, which bans music.
In Cologne, on the Rhine, foreigners from 20 different countries have been singing together in a choir for the last 8 years. They may have different reasons for joining, but most come for the social aspect and appreciate meeting new friends.
But my reason is not that grand. I come here just to meet friends. You see, we're trying to sing karaoke soon. We just do it together in a choir.
In any case, music is seen to be the bridge between the different cultures that come together in a choir. When languages fails, the participants still have something in common.
Music is whatever, it doesn't matter which language you sing.
Or where you're from, what country you're from, yes. What language you speak.
Music is music. There is a language that Dieter always sing. Music was my first love and it will be my last.
Emma is a student from Spain who is half Spanish, half English, because her father is from Spain and her mother from England. She will tell us about how singing helped her integrate into a group in a school summer camp in England.
It's the first and most important and basic tool to start a conversation and to open up with other people.
Sarah is a student for whom music has a special importance in life. She plays the piano and writes her own songs. Music helped her to make friends easier and also is the best way to express her feelings.
I think definitely that music can bring people much more closer to each other.
Let us start with the show and come to our first category, absolutely universal. Laurent asks Anne, our co-host from Denmark, why music is often so helpful when other languages fail. Why does it build better bridges than painting or dance? Anne explains that somehow music seems to be innate in every culture. Let us listen to the telephone interview.
Our telephone guest today is no other than Anne Fox, our co-host in Denmark. You may remember her show number 14 and also number 40, which were about the Grenaa Global Music Festival. Now, Anne, two shows about music and intercultural matters. I had the impression that you are an indisputable expert in the field now. Welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I don't know about expert, though.
Now, I know this sounds a little like a cliche, but often we hear that music is a great help to get people together from different cultures and, well, facilitate easier contact between them. You've been to the Grenaa Music Festival, I think, several times. Why does music work so well as a cultural facilitator? What would you say?
The Global Music Festival in Grenaa was not just about music. They also offered things like dance and playing instruments. And also it was about offering food from the different cultures. And I think all these are things which you can do without having a deep knowledge of the language. And so I think it's something that it's quite easy to use to communicate. But it seems to be something that is innate in most cultures. And I think that perhaps you could only name the Taliban in Afghanistan, which bans music. In every other culture, music is a really important part of daily life. some way.
But why does music lend itself so much to this kind of communication? I mean, it could be painting.
Yes, it could, but maybe music is easier to join in. Mm-hmm. For example, when I was in a project meeting in the deepest corners of the Czech Republic, our hosts arranged for gypsy music to be played. There was a band there, mm-hmm. three people, and they just made the most amazing noise. It's something that just leaps across the...
Are they listening to you now?
I was amazed that three people could make so much noise, but melodious noise.
Right. Well, actually, I had a similar situation when I was on a private holiday in Cuba. And again, it sounds like a cliche, but in Cuba, really, people just get together on a street corner and they start playing their instruments. And they don't expect to gain any money by that. Mm. They don't perform to anybody. They just stand there for the pure pleasure of it. And they get together and they start with two or three of them. And in the end, it's 10 playing together. And actually, I found myself on day three joining them. I don't know what the instrument would be called. It was some kind of percussion thing where I had like a pencil in one hand and something like a washboard or something in the other hand. And I was just making music. And there the advantage was the internationality of it, because I actually knew the songs from Buena Vista Social Club. So they were surprised that I could immediately join in, because they hadn't realized that Cuban music is so fashionable in Europe. So there was clearly a bridge.
Yeah, well, I was also introduced to a kind of music which I'd never heard before. For example, when we were on holiday, this is a long time ago, it's about 15 years ago, in Portugal. And we were in a very small hotel. I think you couldn't even call it a hotel. It was more a sort of guest house. And the landlady took to us and... for some reason, she thought she would introduce us to some other people, not people staying in the hotel, but people she knew locally. Mm-hmm. They seemed to use it as a sort of meeting place. And before we knew it, we were with a group of people, and they were inviting us to go to a new venue which was opening that night. And we ended up having a most amazing night listening to Portuguese fado music. We would never have come across that by ourselves. So that was wonderful.
Yes, unforgettable experiences like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, I remember it even after 15 years.
Yes, maybe actually that's the advantage as well, because I remember a similar situation where it wasn't music, but people in former Yugoslavia took us in a really tiny little car, and we halfway in the experience, we thought that might be they take us somewhere else and do something horrible to us or something, but we were on our way, and actually they took us to a kind of barbecue party. Then that took like 3 or 4 hours, and because we didn't have any common language, it turned into something a little complicated, because for a quarter of an hour, for half an hour, you can smile at each other and nod and eat your barbecue, but after a while, whereas with music, I think you can probably stay together for hours and have a communal feeling, which might be more difficult if there is no music.
Yes, I think that's very true.
So maybe that's the key to it, that somehow if you don't have enough language together, that if there is music, you can somehow be together. Maybe that's also a European thing, that if music is playing, it is acceptable that you don't communicate. Whereas if you have a barbecue, somehow if you cannot communicate after half an hour or an hour, it gets a little painful.
I'm not sure that all kinds of music are so universal, because, for example, I have some friends and they went for some months, in fact over a year, to Africa, and I remember them telling us that the music that they played was completely incomprehensible to their African colleagues. So I don't think it's all music.
So like in the Cuban experience, maybe one needs some kind of contact with that music before.
I think so, yes, definitely.
So it's not just the rhythm or something, but you need to be used to it. Okay, well, it's been lovely talking to you. It's the first time, actually, that we are mixing the two shows, that we actually have the host from the other show in our show. So thank you very much for being here. Maybe we can do that more often in the future.
Yes, indeed. Why not?
Okay, I'm looking forward to your next show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Language barriers can sometimes be bridged by listening to music without speaking. In our category Absolutely International, we see that another solution can be, instead of being silent, to sing together, such as all the young people do on those international festivals. Perhaps Europe's longest and most popular festival, the Sziget Festival, takes place every year in Hungary. Young people from around the world gather together every August on an island in the heart of Budapest to spend those 8 days together. This event not only offers a wide range of all kinds of Hungarian and international music, dance and theater, but also provides a wide range of free sports facilities. Apart from the stages, which you would find at all festivals, there is also an African village, an area for civil organizations, and even for the different churches to present themselves. The event is becoming more and more international, both in the wide range of programs offered and in the number of foreign tourists. Now let's listen to the dialogue of Agnes and Michael. Michael is a French student who tells us about his experiences when he visited this festival for the first time. Agnes, however, is a Hungarian, tells us how she saw this event with the locals' eyes.
I get there with a friend in 2004 in August, and we went to Budapest to visit the city at the beginning, and we discovered that there was this festival. So we were there at the beginning for 2 weeks, so we decided to spend the 1 week in Sziget to experiment this experience. Because it was cheap and it was looking good, 30 stage, so well, why not? On an island, okay, it could be good. At the first day, and we wanted a particular hotel in the center, and it was always full. And then we went to Sziget Festival, and we slept there on this stage, ambient stage, because there is a lot of pillow there. And
yeah, I know that place. It's a huge tent, and yeah, maybe 100 of people are sleeping there each night with these big pillows.
Yeah, it's the war for the pillows. But where did you sleep?
This summer, I was with a tent there, so I was also a real islander, and I can tell it's a huge difference. If you don't leave the island for days or for even a whole week, and actually there are so many facilities, it's like a little country in a country, so you don't need to leave the island. And this way you can get to know even more people by standing in the queue for the shower, and all those things. Did you actually go there for the music or for the experience?
Yeah, it was more for the experience. A French band, Marcel et son Orchestre, because it's a very happy party band. So it was funny because we met all the French that were on the island on this night with flags and a lot of band we saw. It was very great, but we didn't heard about them before. A very good experience to hear something new that you're not prepared to it.
Did you think that it was different from French festivals?
Yeah, it's almost the same, but there is a big difference because you are in the center of Budapest. You're not in the center, but you are very close to a big city. And in a festival in France, you are almost in no man's land at the end of the field there. You know, you are in the middle of the city, so you can visit the city and go to the festival. So it's very practical. Yeah, there was also an amazing experience. It was the Hare Krishna movement. It was so present in this event there. They were distributing food. Free food for all the people there, that they could explain their ideas and their way to see things. And then at night there were rock music, very repetitive rock music. It's total brainwashing, because they said the fourth sentence the whole time in the song, and there was like three accords with guitar. Very simple music, very simple message, always repeating. How do you see the festival as a Hungarian?
For me, it's a very important event. Actually, I try to go there every time, every year, if possible. And I see the changes, actually, because at the beginning, 1993, there were only Hungarian groups, so it was really only a Hungarian festival. And then it developed and it became more and more international. And actually, this summer, I experienced first time that even the moderation was many times started in English and not in Hungarian anymore, because there are now more foreigners than Hungarians, or maybe 50-50. So it's interesting how the festival changes as the customers changes.
But how many people are going there?
I think it was almost 400,000 people last summer. Yeah, so it's really a mega event. It's also really interesting to see on parties that in the evening, when we go from one pub to the other, there are also always those international musics played. And it's a great feeling to sing it with all the foreign students or the tourists. And actually, they are not in our mother tongue, so none of us are singing in our mother tongue. But still, singing those songs with people from the other part of the world, that's an amazing feeling. For our category, Absolutely Mixed, Laurent went to a concert of The Colors of Cologne, a group of over 40 foreigners from 20 countries who get together regularly every week to sing and to prepare for concerts abroad. Most of the participants report that they joined the choir in order to help them integrate better in their new environment and to make friends. The Volkshochschule Köln, a big institution of adult education, seems to play a very helpful role in giving this group a platform to express themselves in various languages and various styles.
Our choir is Colors of Cologne and is an international choir. Our choir conductor, Dieter Hof, found this choir 8 years ago. And all our participants are coming out different parts of the world. China, Ireland, Brazilian, South Africa, etc., etc. So altogether 20 nationalities.
My name is Joy, I'm from Ireland. I came here about 3 years ago to Germany. A year and a half ago, wanted to learn German. Was in the Volkshochschule here, and then through the Volkshochschule, then heard about the choir, and I think that's how most people in the choir who are from other countries got to be in the choir.
I am Susan from Uganda. I also joined the choir about 4 years ago. I learned it through my teacher, and I've been coming here because it's helped me to interact with people and to make my German better, and I get a lot of support from the choir members socially.
What kind of support do you get from the choir?
For example, I can remember when my son had a communion, I had about more than 15 choir members who came to my house, and we had a small party. So you don't feel alone, you don't feel empty, you have a lot of support from the choir members.
And I got married a couple of months ago, and they all sang for my wedding.
And my marriage party as well. When I came to Germany, I was alone, I knew nobody. I couldn't say anything in German, and I thought I have to do something. I need to have my own word.
And now you're fluent.
Yeah.
But my reason's not that grand. I come here just to meet friends. You see, we Chinese sing karaoke, and we just do it together in a choir. Every 2 years, we sing. We make a tournée, a tour. And for example, Turkey, Italian, and just Poland. Poland a few weeks ago in Spain.
Yeah.
We sing, for example, in a dorm in Duomo in Florence, and also the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela. So we're singing for the Messe. So.
Many of you said that this is about integration somehow, that it has helped you to find friends in the new country. Does it also help you with the language, singing? Do you sing in German or in which...
We also sing some German songs, and normally we are able to get the meaning of the text in German, and also the other songs that are not in German, we normally have a text translated into German. So it helps us. And
I don't think it worked this way by me. So it helps my language, not through singing, but the conversation with different...
You should go for a drink after.
Yes. With some alcohol,
that's
it
helps. That's how it works.
After a glass of wine or something.
Actually, the main point for me is because of people. I needed to knew people to make friends, and people who lived the same experience that I had, and it was really amazing because you understand your situation, you can face your situation and feel much better when you know someone else that in the same situation. You can learn what will come and understand what you're going through. The people here, they are open, and we have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun.
Now, are you people planning to stay in Germany, or are you here for a certain period of time and then going back to your home countries?
I was only planning on being a year here. I'm here 3 years now. Yeah, I think I got married a few months ago to a German, so I think they all sang for me in the church.
That's a very difficult question.
that's what I think that's about people. It was it's so amazing when you take a part from their lives. As for example, when we sang in Joy's weddings, it was beautiful. It was a part of her life. A really, really important part of her life, and we were there. Mm. It was really, really nice.
So nice. Thank you.
You have to cry. And that's what I think what it is. It's about music is whatever. It doesn't matter which language you sing.
Or where you're from, what country you're from, what language you speak.
Music is music. Music that... Dieter always sing music was my first love and it will be my last. I don't know. I cannot understand. I cannot play an instrument. I cannot I sing, but I'm not really a singer. But without music, I cannot understand.
How difficult is it to sing in a language that you don't even understand?
Very, very difficult.
I think after a while, though,
difficult you can imagine. We sing always a language that someone here can translate or explain
and
to
then
us.
Everyone writes it down the way they hear it.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And we learn how to really sing the song. So it's not really.
We write it down like phonetically, the way I would say it, or she might write it down completely differently, like with the Chinese song that we sang. I think everyone has a different version on a piece of paper, but we all sing it.
Now, through the language, do you also learn something about the culture of these countries? When you're learning a Zulu song, for example, did you also talk a little bit about the background?
You get some sort of feeling from that language. For example, I never expect Portuguese is so... soft. Mm-hmm. I was expecting Spanish, so but it's not. And then we talk about it, and then we find out when they do the bullfight, they don't kill the bull as well. About the culture.
When we learn a new song as well, then afterwards, sometimes when we have a drink after the choir, we end up talking about the song around the table, which is also good. We don't always get the chance in choir to do it, but when we go for a few drinks afterwards, then we get the chance.
So, as we heard, it is always a good idea to use music as a tool to integrate into the community. Joining a band or a choir can mean getting in touch with people who have already at least one hobby in common with us. In the next category, Absolutely Spontaneous, Sarah will tell us how playing an instrument helped her make friends during her stay in the US. She's a student for whom music has a special importance in her life. She plays the piano and writes her own songs. Let's listen to the interview that Agnes made with her.
Do you write your lyrics in English or in German?
Last time I tried a little bit in German, but actually in English.
So you prefer English. Do you know why it is easier or better for you?
I think to sing in English, it's easier, or it's also, I can put more emotion situations in the English language. It's, for me, it's hard to make a good song in German. I don't know why, but I feel comfortable when I make a song in English.
Even if it's not your mother tongue.
Well, this is true, but maybe I think a reason for it also comes much more easier after my year in the States, because in my host family right there, they have had a piano, and so I practice a lot on it. So, and then I also started to sing sometimes when nobody was at home. But, yes, then it comes much more easier.
In the US, did you have an experience that you made friends more easily because of music, because you shared a common interest?
I remember once I was been in a kind of like a club, and every day they make at 6 or 7 o'clock a little concert with every time with the other band or group or something like that, and but they don't close so lately on, and after it they practice a little bit, and once we've been a little bit longer, my friend and I, so I thought, oh come on Sarah, you really want to play the piano, and so I try it, and I sit there and make a little bit music. So, and after a while, other guy goes on the guitar, and other guy starts just singing, and it was very easy. And yes, I think that was a way where I got new friends. Yes.
So you gave the first rhythm, the first melody, and then the whole band played with you.
Yes, yeah, some of them they start.
And what role does it play in your life at the moment?
Well, you know, sometimes you can talk with your friends about your problems and also with your family, but there are something or sometimes things that you can't explain, and you didn't know how you can say what you feel. And music is very important for me because it's a way for me to explain my feelings for myself. And after I make music, I feel much more better. That's actually the reason I think definitely that music can bring people much more closer to each other.
So for Sarah, music is also the ultimate way of expressing feelings. When words are not enough, music comes in and becomes an alternative kind of language. But even if there are words which perhaps can't be understood because of language barriers, music can be what builds the bridge. In the last category, Absolutely Together, Emma from Spain will tell us about her experiences in a school summer camp in England when music helped the international students to integrate in the group.
So do you think it would have been different if this camp was organized in Spain?
Yes, of course. In Spain, from the first day, everyone would have come up to you and made friends and let's go and have fun together. Of course, the culture, Spanish culture, is fiesta. So basically, it would be integration from the beginning. But, of course, we have the language problem. So, as we know, Spanish people are not very good in languages. So the music games and all the integration would have been the same in the end as an English camp.
So you mean finally we need the same tools to integrate the whole group together, no matter if it's the different mentality or the language barrier?
Of course, the language barrier and the different mentalities disappear when we have something in common. And in this, we had the music in common, so it was easier.
If you have any experiences about intercultural aspects of music that you want to share, please go to our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. and share your thoughts with us and with your fellow listeners. Absolutely Intercultural is all about sharing intercultural experiences and starting discussions. So we are always looking forward to your feedback. Our next show will be coming to you from Denmark on the 14th of December. So long.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.